right around the corner is Thanksgiving. We thought it'd be a natural time for parents to promote gratitude in their kids. Helping them to truly understand gratitude, though, takes more than just going around the table and saying what you're thankful for. Here to explain is Dr. Giacomo Bono. He's the assistant professor of psychology in the College of Natural and Behavioral Sciences at the California State University, Domingos Hills. Dr. Giacomo Bono, welcome to the Roadhouse from the West Coast.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yes, you said it's 3:20 out there. You thought you'd pick up the phone. Well, it's 5:20 here, and we're in the midst of a snowstorm.
Oh, no, you don't want to know what the weather's like here.
You must be a world away. Aren't you thankful?
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Dr. Giacomo Bono, you are currently in 2 years of a three-year study funded by the John Templeton Foundation. You're collaborating with the Greater Good Science Center at the University of California, Berkeley, as well as and you call it the Youth Gratitude Project. Give us a rundown of what you're studying and why.
Yeah, well, what we're doing is, surprisingly, even though gratitude is such a popular and valued concept, surprisingly, we understand very little about what it looks like and how it develops in children. So the project's main focus is creating measures of gratitude for young children, and then a majority of the project is focused on the practical task of how to best promote gratitude in children, in students. So it's a gratitude curriculum that we provide to teachers with all the materials, and it's basically 8 lessons that allows children to do exercises based on the research of the best ways to practice gratitude. Yeah. So and it's basically the curriculum is for grades 4 through 12. And it provides it's a special opportunity for teachers to get to know their students a little bit more personally and to perhaps engage their motivation a bit more. You know, students don't necessarily leave all their anxieties and concerns outside the door, so it's a way for students and teachers to connect a little bit better.
So you say it's for the grades from 3rd through 12. Are you tracking these kids over time then? How many in the study?
Yeah, well, we have, hundreds, hundreds of students. It's hard to say exactly at this point, at least so far we've got at least 800 students that have participated, and in the new year we start, and it's been all local at this point in California. So in the new year, we start doing the curriculum in other states. Oh, so, we'll have, many more students practicing gratitude in the classroom. We're hoping to see what happens when the relationship between teachers and students and between peers themselves, because we have them practice gratitude with their classmates. And what we're curious about is what happens when gratitude is practiced in the school. And we're hoping that feeling like you belong and feeling that there are people who care about you is motivating and makes school more satisfying for kids.
And how do you measure those results?
Yeah, we have surveys. But that we give to the students and to the teachers before they get started. We have we have a wait list approach, which is basically we have a classroom that will start with the curriculum, and then another classroom of the same grade and usually at the same school that waits until the first classroom is done, and then we compare the two during this to see what the differences are. So we have a survey that they basically do before starting the curriculum and after, but one of the classes is on a wait list, so they'll do the survey, and then when the first class is done with the lessons, then they'll take the survey again And that gives us a point of comparison to see if students are more satisfied, more motivated, better at setting goals and strategizing ways to reach them. So we're measuring all sorts of things that schools care about.
Yes, excellent, Dr. Bono. Now, you mentioned you have students practice gratitude. Give us some examples of that.
Yeah. So, for instance, one of the things that we have them do is what we have a journaling. You know, it's something that many adults do, but it's just an easy way to practice it. So, just sort of counting their blessings, and we have them do basically where they, you know, they'll list something that they're grateful for, and then think of a reason why. Or how that happened. So we have them focus on the intentions of others, right? So not only just thinking about good things that you're grateful for, we try to get them to get specific and to think about the people responsible for making those positive moments happen or those positive events in their lives. So we have that basically a gratitude journaling that we have them do regularly. We also have them get creative. For instance, we have students, we have them learn about their character strengths. So we have them complete a measure of that identifies what their character strengths are. And then we have students practice appreciating their classmates for their top strengths. So for example, if you have imagine you're a student in the classroom and one of your classmates helps you study for a quiz, you might appreciate them for that help, but also acknowledge one of their top strengths. So maybe one of their top strengths was teamwork, and you say, "Thanks for helping me with studying." It really shows your top strength of teamwork. And so we have them just think a little bit more deeply, like the words we use matter, and the attention that we give to others matter. So we have them try to learn about the importance of giving your genuine attention to people and the value of relationships.
Excellent, excellent. You're tuned to The Roadhouse. Dave Terstick here talking with Dr. Giacomo Bono. He is the Assistant Professor of Psychology in the College of Natural and Behavioral Sciences, California State University, Dominguez Hills. He's in the midst of a study, a youth gratitude project, and teaching youth gratitude. Is it a learned skill, Dr. Bono? Is it inherent to us as a species? Or talk a little bit in depth about where gratitude comes from.
Yeah, I think that many things, of course there's going to be, like many behaviors, there's going to be a genetic component. But here's the beauty of when we look at the research, for example, on happiness, and what contributes to it. We know that about 50% is due to genetics, but surprisingly only 10% is due to circumstances. You know, you'd think it would be more given how much people, and myself included, how easy it is to complain. But the remaining 40% is all intentional activities. And so so what we think gratitude is doing is really helping us to become more intentional people. Gratitude is all about tuning into the intentions of others. When somebody does something kind for you, they do it on purpose for you. They notice the need, and it's a special moment. And the problem all humans face is properly appreciating things. You know, when you're busy, it's very easy to feel good about something but not really think through the reasons. So gratitude starts from benefactors who are intentionally doing things to help us, but we think it has the result of making us more intentional to tune into those to the good events and to appreciate the people that bring them to us. The cool thing, to answer your question though, why do we think it's something that can be learned? Of all the character strengths, gratitude is one of them. We know that gratitude is one of the top most malleable. In other words, it's growable, it's changeable. You know, so maybe courage isn't something that you can necessarily grow. You know, it might be more tied to genetics and personality. But gratitude, on the other hand, is changeable and one of the easiest to actually grow and develop. It's It's a question of practicing it.
Ah, that's very interesting, Doctor. And it's you know, like you say, it's a positive trait. It's universal in that it feels good, right? The mere practice or the exchange, it benefits the person internally. It benefits the external world.
Yeah.
Has there been any sort of a measure of national, even on a global level, is gratitude in decline? Is it stable? Where's the society at with this concept?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I think we're going to start seeing more of that kind of research, just sort of cross culturally, you know, comparing cultures. You know, so it's badly needed. As far as you know, trends over time, you know, and this is one of the things that really gets at my passion for this work, why I believe it. I really do think that that gratitude is a natural. It's part of our natural. It's a natural part of being human. It you know, it comes from the our natural. I think it's natural to be kind and to want to contribute and help. You know, we see that with toddlers, for example. And gratitude is the way to reinforce helping. It basically helps build community. And there's definitely concerns that you know, with sort of social media and the amount of availability that you know, in this digital age of so much information, it's very easy to lose sight of the fact that you know, there are. That other people are humans. I mean, even teachers have been noticing, for example, in the curriculum, you know, after the lessons, they realize how mature and the kinds of insights their students had. They realize they're dealing with developing amazing little human beings. Mm. And
teaching something that's much deeper than arithmetic, perhaps, but just as important. That's really good. You're after this with the youth gratitude project. And now, Dr. Bono, you've got some practical advice for parents and grandparents and loved ones. What are some of your top tips to teach gratitude to your kids?
Yeah, I think, you know, I mean, the easiest one is modeling it, you know, so the beauty of this work that I'm doing is it's not, you know, even if you're not a parent, you could, you know, it's about the kind of society we want. But with parents, I think, and grandparents and relatives, you know, it's modeling is one of the first steps, you know, so it's not like there's a magic bullet. We make our kids grateful. You know, it's we have to show that we value it and encourage it. And hopefully they do it and they be, you know, and they realize the value in it personally. So I would say that, you know, the first thing is to model it and to make it a priority. You know, so for instance, you know, making time, even husband and wife, you know, making time to value their relationship and say, mommy and daddy are having a date night, you know, because we value our relationship and this is time for us, and you know, having friends over, you know, rather than and setting those limits, not you know, not just working, but showing that you value friendships and giving your attention to people when, you know, especially the important people in your life. These are some subtle ways that we show the value of relationships and we encourage gratitude. You know, and then even just verbally, you know, a lot of times we, you know, part of the problem is children say thank you, please and thank you, you know, as a sort of automatic politeness. But, you know, we can be better models of it by talking about it and sort of guiding kids to think about, wasn't that nice that the neighbor went out of their way, that John went out of his way to help you fix your flat tire on your bike so that you can go bike riding today. You know, he didn't have to do that. He's busy, you know, with his own family. You know, and these are things that we can also help children to understand by just having simple conversations where we point out the intentions of the special people in our children's lives.
Excellent advice, Dr. Bono. I see you've got a very nice kind of summary here in a report I've seen where you compare materialism and consumerism and gratitude's effect on that. I think that's important for you to let our listeners know. How does materialism and gratitude interact?
Yeah, it's, you know, it's really, I like to think of, I sort of think of gratitude and materialism as being like oil and water. You know, materialism involves interacting and valuing and wanting to possess objects and things, right? And on the other hand, gratitude is about experiences and human connection. And you know, it seems that what we're starting to discover is that, you know, materialism can certainly be satisfying. I mean, sure, you know, and even just talking with kids, you know, like you often hear about, you know, when you ask them what they're grateful for, it's very common to hear, you know, that they're grateful for a new video game or for some toy, right? And that's fine because, you know, play is serious business for kids. You know, but what we find is that, at least with adults and adolescents, that you don't get the same kind of satisfaction. You know, the satisfaction we get from things quickly fades. You know, and if you think about it, you know, when you buy something, you're sort of stuck to the features of it, and soon there'll be something cheaper with better features, and you know, the potential for disappointment is very to be disappointed is pretty high, but. You know, experiences are priceless, and what we're starting to discover is that that gratitude is actually fulfilling of three fundamental human needs, whereas materialism is not. Those three fundamental human needs are competence, belonging, and autonomy.
Nice.
Yeah, and gratitude simply helps fulfill those
nice.
Needs. You know, so and the result, some of our findings, for example, adolescents who develop gratitude over the period of 4 years, from like 12 to 16, they show reductions in antisocial behavior and delinquency at school. You know, so when you're satisfied and you know and fulfilled, you're not going to seek out attention in other perhaps less constructive ways.
Well, Dr. Bono, thank you, truly. This is my chance to express my gratitude towards you and your study, your work, the Youth Gratitude Project. Really profound work. Good luck with it out west. Let it spread throughout the nation as you unveil it this coming year. And
thank you.
Of course, have a happy and peaceful Thanksgiving.
And Thank you. You do the same.
Continue to spread the good word.
All right.
Take care.
All right. You too.